they should be forced to divest of their news divisions. I think those operations should run by themselves. Again, they'll say, well, we can't afford to do it. Yeah, you can. You can figure it out. You can figure it out. There's an old saying that, and again, I don't know who said it. It says, if you want to see who rules over you, see who you cannot criticize. And when I see some of the things that are taking place and the censorship that's taking place and various different social media companies out there, it scares the crap out of me. There's a lot that scares the crap out of me. Pinterest there? If you put any sort of Bible verse up there, boy, oh boy, you're in trouble. It's creepy. It is. And again, I hate defining things in terms of left and right, but let's be honest here. The left, they've won the culture wars here right now. They're running the show. Big-time entrepreneur Naval Ravikant was on, actually, Joe Rogan's podcast. And he made the statement, he said, the left has won the culture wars. Now they're just driving around and shooting the survivors. He's right. This stuff is frightening. Tim Cook from Apple, gave Stanford's commencement address and actually said that companies need to start taking responsibility for the chaos that they create. He's right. You get all these people out there, again, I'll use it lefties, but they're not just lefties out there. Oh, we got to sue oil companies. We got to go after oil companies and all these fossil fuel companies. Right. Yeah. Go after them. They're the problem. Twitter has done more harm to this country. Big media conglomerates have done a hell of a lot more harm to this country than fossil fuel companies. Give me a break. Yes, they're creating a lot of chaos. And some of the things that are coming down the pike are downright frightening. Frightening stuff. You know, there's certain things that I'll read about and I'll see that's coming or that are being worked on. And again, I'm a big believer in trying to see 50 steps down the road and seeing the consequences of certain technologies. Well, let me tell you something. There's some things, well, you know, we're going to talk about this when we get back. Stuff that actually put a chill up my spine. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Listen, I saw this when it first started coming out, and I made a comment here on the program. This is a while ago. I don't know, it's a couple years ago. I made a comment here on the program, and I actually caught some flack from it. How could you say something like that? Why? Because I knew. What am I talking about? The people who started developing these things called deep fake videos. I said right here on the program that these people should be shot. Yeah, I went there. Some people say I go over the top sometimes, but I went there. I went there because I saw something. I saw something that has the potential to kill millions of people. I did. Yeah, being a student of history, I understand the power of disinformation, of lies, of propaganda. These deep fake videos kind of started out, and they started using them in porn, for crying out loud. And it was easy to detect. It was easy to see that it was fake. Not anymore. Not anymore. This technology that's being developed right now, you can't tell the difference. And not only that, there is software, the software being developed to detect whether something is faked or not, can't keep up with the technology that is trying to deceive you. Think about how this could be used. Think about it. You could start a war. You could have somebody out there. We'll use Donald Trump. Take Donald Trump coming out and doing a deep fake video of him saying horrible things about this one, that one, whatever it may be, or Barack Obama. What does it make any difference? This technology, I don't see what good is going to come out of this technology, yet it's being developed at our colleges and universities. Like I said, sends a chill up my spine at what this could possibly do. So yeah, some of these things, yeah, I do think the government needs to get involved with. Hey, you want to talk about nukes? Nukes? Deep fake videos to me are scarier than nukes. Deep fake videos are much, much more frightening to me than nukes. Anyway, quickly on this next thing, when we talked about lobbyists and whatnot, Google, we're staying on the technology tack right now. Google I found out that they basically fired a lot of their lobbyists right now, and they are, they're hiring. All this government scrutiny is coming on. You know what they got to do? They got to hire the big guns. You know what they got to hire? People who used to work in former administrations. And this is a How the World Works story. So, yeah, they're hiring big guns from the Bush administration. They're hiring big guns from the Obama administration because they have all of the connections inside Washington, D.C., so they can protect themselves. And do you have this type of protection in Washington, D.C.? Do I have this type of protection in Washington, D.C.? No. The government is bought and sold. Anyway, I want to change course here quickly, talk about what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Volkswagen plant. The United Auto Workers lost. They lost. Second attempt to organize and unionize Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They build Passat sedans and the Atlas SUV. The union spent a fortune. They spent a fortune trying to win this. But they couldn't, What couldn't they do? They couldn't overcome Volkswagen's pitch that workers are better off without a union, taking money out of their paychecks for dues and making the plant less competitive. Wages and benefits for production workers can add up to $23.50 an hour, which is well above the median in Chattanooga. Why do you think Volkswagen went to Chattanooga in the first place? Why? This is just another great example. Why did Boeing open up the plant? Remember that? Boeing opens up the plant in South Carolina. Do you remember Barack Obama tried to block it? Tried to force, wanted to tell Boeing where they could put their plant up. No. You got to go do that back in, you got to back in Washington. You got to do that back in Seattle. No. Not to mention the fact that the UAW was hurt by federal corruption charges against prominent UAW officials, including the misuse of union dues for lavish personal spending. Go figure. It's not a very good look when you're trying to convince workers to commit a chunk of their hard-earned wages for union purposes. Yeah. If you don't know, if you paid attention to this, former UAW Vice President Norwood Jewell, who represented the union with Fiat Chrysler, he pleaded guilty in April to accepting tens of thousands of dollars in meals and golf trips from Fiat Chrysler. Again, the UAW is blaming this defeat on national labor laws it claims are broken because workers have to endure threats and intimidation. Right. Sure. Sorry, guys. It's not 1910. Union organizers, it's protected by law. And they had years to make their case to the workers at the Chattanooga workforce. And guess what? They told you to take a hike. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things right there at the site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a nearly 15-hour-long voterama in Washington, D.C., the Senate voted early Wednesday morning to pass the framework of the disputed $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package with zero Republican support. The vote at 4 a.m. Eastern was procedural and the first step in the budget reconciliation process that will allow Democrats to pass the package without a single Republican vote. The vote on Wednesday was 50-49, straight down party lines. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee tells Fox Business this spending by lawmakers is out of control.
They wanted to sweep it under the table, put some bipartisan momentum in place so they could move really what their great goal is, and that's this $3.5 trillion spendathon that they're underway with right now. What I did was say no. We're going to deliberate this. If the Senate is the greatest deliberative body, we're going to take a hard look at this, and I would not agree to accelerate it.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. The European Space Agency probe BepiColombo is scheduled to go into orbit around Mercury in 2025, but to reach the very hot planet, BepiColombo needs a gravity assist from neighboring Venus, so it flew within 350 miles of the planet on Tuesday on its way to Mercury. Earlier this week, another European space probe called Solar Orbiter had a brush with Venus. That spacecraft came within 5,000 miles of the planet. BepiColombo's cameras will not be deployed until it reaches Mercury. Thanks for listening. It's very well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the Lieutenant Governor, soon to be governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame. And he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear. And Kathy Hochul looked up to it. And she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect when she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political an economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Again, we are going to try to frame politics in a different way than everyone else is doing, and we're going to talk about ideas. And again, I'm going to give attribution to ideas. You got a bad idea? Well, I'm going to let, you know, the person who came up with the bad idea. Good ideas? I'll let everybody know. It's actually funny. There was a, this was years ago. It was that was Australia. Now I remember now. Australia, that was some, basically an Australian PSA, where they put out this song called Dumb Ways to Die. It was an Australian PSA, dumb ways to die, dumb ways to die. Anyway, dumb ideas. I got to come up with a tune for that. And to start off, first and foremost, and again, this is going to end up being a column. I got a funny feeling because I was doing some homework this past week. I mentioned this first hour of the program, and I found this this Greek play that it's around 388 BC. It was written by Aristophanes, and it's called Plutus. Not Pluto, Plutus. Wealth. Plutus was the Greek god of wealth. Now, let me give you a bit of a background in regards to the time that this was written. Athens endured the Peloponnesian War had ended. Let's just say it was going downhill. Things weren't so great in Athens at that point in time. But anyway, I found this play fascinating. And basically what it's about is just this poor man, Cremilus, who found, well, he went to go see an oracle. He wanted to find out, you know, what his son should do and what field he should go into. And the oracle told him to leave. And then the first person that he walks into, he should follow him. Follow him. Well, actually persuade that guy to come along with him. And the first person that he meets after seeing the oracle happens to be this blind beggar. But it wasn't really a blind beggar. It was Plutus, the god of wealth. Now, the god of wealth, Plutus, was blind. Zeus took away the eyesight of Plutus. And this was so Plutus would be unable to distinguish between various different people, might want to call the just or the unjust, whatever that means. Again, think about that in terms of the way we have divisions in our society, the just and the unjust. So Plutus is persuaded. He comes to Cremilus' house, and he's convinced that if he can fix Plutus' eyesight, if we can find a way to fix his eyesight, then basically what? All the wealth will then be distributed to all the virtuous people, rather than just how it is randomly distributed, right? And the world will be a better place. But on arriving at the house, they happen to encounter another god. This time it's the goddess. The goddess, believe it or not, of poverty. And she makes the point saying, listen, without different levels, without farmers, without people that go out and do butcher and clean roads, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be no fine goods. There's not going to be any luxury foods. Nobody would work anymore if everybody were rich. But, of course, Supreme this. He was unimpressed by arguments. But what they end up doing is they end up getting Plutus's eyesight restored. And it was at some temple, and magic was done. A temple that was famous for cures and miracles. So guess what? Plutus begins to hand out riches to other people, more deserving people, right? And he actually starts taking riches away from other people. The whole world is turned upside down in a mess, and Zeus has got to come back. And anyway, I'm not going to get into the entire story, but you think about bad ideas. You know, Bernie Sanders out again, pushing socialism on everybody. Hey, they're going to start calling Bernie Sanders the Plutus. He's going to be the god of wealth, and Bernie Sanders is going to decide who gets to keep it and who doesn't get to keep it. More dumb ideas. Well, anyway, I'll give you another one. Elizabeth Warren has now come out and said that she wants $7 billion that she can disperse to minority entrepreneurs. $7 billion she wants to send basically to Black, Latino, and Native American entrepreneurs. Well, okay, it's minorities. Why are you picking them? Are not Asians minorities as well? Asians are a minority here in this country, are they not? Oh, but they do too well. So they don't get the cheap money that you're going to take from everyone else and disperse. Again, more dumb ideas. I cannot stand. I look at stuff like that, like Elizabeth Warren, what she says, and I find it offensive. Offensive to the point where, you know, you're basically insulting Blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans and saying that, you know what, you guys are just, I mean, I gotta be harsh here. You're too stupid. You're too dumb. You can't cut it. Sorry, all you Black people, all you Latinos, all you Native Americans. You need me. You need me. Elizabeth Warren and people like me. Because you cannot compete. You're not as good as the Asians. You're not as good as the white people. You need me to help you out. Makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. Another thing, more dumb ideas being pushed. You've got, again, free college is back up on the national stage. Hey, let me go to the scorebook here, what's being pushed. Elizabeth Warren, free tuition at public colleges and universities. Free. Free how? How the blank is it free? I got to go back in time, a story that I've told here in the past. When my eldest son, Stephen, we were going for a parent-teacher meeting. This is back when I lived in Florida, Southwest Florida. And went into the school, and on his hallway, they had pictures of project that the kids were working on, the rights of Americans. And one of the posters I saw there was right to a free education. And as we're waiting, I point that out to my son, and I'm like, Stephen, this is not right. It's not free. It's not free. And I basically explained to my son that myself and other taxpayers are paying property taxes so you can go to school and get that education. It's not free. Somebody pays. The fallacy of free. Where the hell is all this money going to come from for public colleges and universities? Where is it going to come from? Amy Klaubacher says that the free tuition should be limited to 2 years of community college. Kirsten Gillibrand wants to provide free tuition in exchange for public service. Now, this one ticks me off, too. Public service. But who does more public service? The person working 9 to 5 at a nonprofit, or the guy working 120 hours a week slaving away at a diner that employs 25 people? Who is doing more of a public service, Kirsten? The business owner, the entrepreneur. Those are the ones that are truly doing a public service.
I'm going to go get a job at a nonprofit.
Shut up. Go get a real job. Basically, this, again, you're going to see this is going to be big. Going to be big. How could it not? How could it not? You got tons of kids out there. Give me free stuff. Uh-oh, so-and-so says I'm going to get a free, my tuition's going to go away, going to make my tuition, poof, disappear. Oh, I'm going to vote for them. Giving away free stuff. It works every single time. Another, hey, I have a few more here we got to get through. Cory Booker. Again, none of these people understand how the world works at all when it comes to subsidies. Obviously not. Cory Booker now wants to subsidize leases. That's right, leases above 30% of income. He wants to give a refundable tax credit for tenants. Anyone paying more than 30% of their income before tax income would be eligible for the credit. That would cover the difference between 30% of a beneficiary's income and their rent. Wow. How about that? Wow, we're going to now start helping people to pay for their rent. Do you have any idea? Do you have any clue at how perverse this is? The insane incentives this could create? It's the price of the rents are going to go through the roof. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think landlords are going to do? You don't think that they're going to take notice of this? Again, I've given this example before. I'm going to do it again. Some idiot politician decides that coffee is too expensive. That's right. Your morning latte, whatever the hell you want, is too expensive. Let's say coffee prices go up and it's $8 for a cup of coffee in the morning. An idiot politician decides to come out and say, you know what? We're going to start subsidizing coffee. It's not fair. It's not right. I've got to do something about this expensive coffee. Everybody's going to get a $3 tax subsidy for every coffee that they get. Ah, what's Pete's Coffee going to do? What's Starbucks going to do? All of a sudden, that $3 is going to be priced. They're going to basically raise their prices from $8 to $11. You were paying for it at $8. Now you're getting $3 from the government. You're going to pay for it at $11. The same thing that happened with housing, the same thing that happened with health care, and the same thing that's happened with higher education. Dumb and dumber. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Dumb ways to die. No dumb ideas coming out of useless politicians. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart?
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a seven-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees. Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details. Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Nobody cares. I learned nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares about spending. It's, I've been talking about this for a long time. Like I said, you'd be hard-pressed to hear Limbaugh or Hannity even talk about this stuff. They only talk about ridiculous spending and out-of-control deficits when there is a Democrat in the White House, which is a bit disingenuous if you ask me. There is a limit, people, whether you want to believe it or not. There is. And you take a look at the amount of money that we spend on interest on our debt and the deficits that we're running. It's sad. I see those interest payments and I say to myself, look at what could be fixed. Look what could be done with that money. Even if we didn't want to return it to the taxpayers. Anyway, federal spending has top $3 trillion through May for the first time. Deficit hits $738 billion. And nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. Do you remember back when Barack Obama tasked, Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles to come up with ways of reducing debt and deficits, and to be honest, they came up with a pretty damn good plan, bipartisan plan. They did a pretty damn good job. And of course it was ignored. Remember back then, Boehner. Boehner and Obama went at it, which then led to some stupid super committee that couldn't get anything done. The super committee to save the universe. Bunch of senators didn't get anything done. Then it led, went to sequestration. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And again, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Republicans will care. Republicans will start jumping up and down and they'll get bent out of shape. And all angry. My question is, what happened to all of you Tea Party people out there? I haven't changed. What happened to all you Tea Party people out there that were against all the ridiculous government spending? What happened? And this is part of the problem. Everybody picks a side. Oh, my team won. It's not a team. It's not a team. We, the people, should be on the same team. You people need to understand where the enemy is, where the issues are. And that's in D.C. And those are the people that are running the country. I don't care if you voted for Trump. It doesn't matter to me. The spending is out of control. The wars are still going on in the Middle East. The troops are still not coming home. People are still streaming across the border. I know, I talk about this here on the program, and I get people, all the super Trump supporters out there, flipping out at me. Flipping out at me. How can you say that? Oh, it's Congress's fault. Give me a break. Come on. Stop it. Please. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about trade. Again, I'll give credit where credit's due. I think Trump is holding the line and doing a pretty damn good job. News out that Donald Trump is going to be meeting with Xi Jinping at the G20. Stories coming out. Foxconn. Foxconn, which employs about 2 million people in China, said, yeah, we're prepared to move. We're prepared to move out of China if we need to. If these tariffs don't go away. Really? I saw Restoration Hardware, about 30% of their products made in China. Said, yeah, we're going to move it back to the United States. Huawei canceled the launch of their new laptop as some of the restrictions that we put on China are forcing them to do so. Wow. Could the tariffs actually be working? Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. You know, the funny thing, again, all I hear from on the other side, the people that oppose it, well, you need to have discussions. You need to have talks. Come on. Come on. You can talk to your blue in the face. You can talk to your, talk yourself into circles. One of the things I cannot stand, I hate meetings. I cannot stand meetings. Hate them. I am. We'll get together. We put down what we want to do. Okay, let's figure it out. Let's get it done. If the meeting lasts more than 5-10 minutes, I get annoyed. I got other things I've got to do. Got places I got to be. Things I got to do. People I want to see. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a nearly 15-hour-long voterama in Washington, D.C., the Senate voted early Wednesday morning to pass the framework of the disputed $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package with zero Republican support. The vote at 4 a.m. Eastern was procedural and the first step in the budget reconciliation process that will allow Democrats to pass the package without a single Republican vote. The vote on Wednesday was 50-49, straight down party lines. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee tells Fox Business this spending by lawmakers is out of control.
They wanted to sweep it under the table, put some bipartisan momentum in place so they could move really what their great goal is, and that's this $3.5 trillion spendathon that they're underway with right now. What I did was say no. We're going to deliberate this. If the Senate is the greatest deliberative body, we're going to take a hard look at this, and I would not agree to accelerate it.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into Overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. I got a story I want to share with everybody today. I know it's a bit off the beaten track, but my longtime listeners know we love to discuss issues of, that are important to me when I start looking at society as a whole. And it involves a Parkland shooting survivor. His name is Kyle Kashev. Kyle Kashev was not the anti-gun. Oh, his name was David. David Hogue, I think, was the one that was making all of the news and was on with the celebrity, David Hogue, Hogue, whatever his name is. Well, Kyle Kashev is pro-gun rights, different direction. He found out that Harvard rescinded his admissions offer. They discovered that he had made offensive, racist comments in a private online chat when he was 16 years old. I have a 16-year-old son. He made a mistake. He said some stupid things when he was 16 years old. Nobody disputes that what he said were not right, was wrong. The kid himself doesn't dispute that. He's come out. He apologized for it publicly. he apologized to Harvard. He's done what you're supposed to do when you do something wrong. Be accountable. Take responsibility for your actions. You know, we are supposed to be. We have a country based on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Judeo-Christian beliefs, well, I'm a big believer in forgiveness. We don't have that anymore. What are we supposed to be now? We're supposed to be tolerant. We're a tolerant culture. No. In our new tolerant society, whatever the hell you want to call it, you're going to have to burn if you say the wrong thing. Listen. I'm not saying that when somebody says something wrong, something vile, that there are not consequences for one's actions. But a 16-year-old? A 16-year-old screws up. Yeah, you know, anybody have any idea? Do you think, well, let me ask you a question. If it was David Hogg or Hogue or whatever his name was, who was on the opposite side, the left-wing side of the Parkland argument, do you think if it was found out that he had said stupid things in his past, do you think his admissions to Harvard would have been rescinded? Nah. Me neither. Anyway, best of luck to the kid, and I'm sure he's going to find his way into another great school. But we become a country where we can no longer make mistakes. We can no longer screw up, do the wrong thing, and then make it right and apologize. You got to think about it here for a second. I'll put this in terms of business. One of the greatest things about the United States is the fact that you can screw up. Let's say you start a business and it fails. You're not vilified for it. We're supposed to pride ourselves on overcoming obstacles. Now, this was not an obstacle. This was a mistake that was made. Do you know that there have been people have gotten admitted to Harvard that are felons? Served their time, came out, got into Harvard. So it's okay for felons to get in, but not this kid. And listen, I don't have any problem with the felons getting in. I don't. I said it here on the program. I don't have any problem after somebody basically serves their debt to society and comes out of prison. I know a lot of conservatives are vehemently against this. I'm not. You screw up, you go to prison, you do the time. Guess what? I don't have any problem with you voting. Have to be a society that believes in forgiveness, or we're lost people. We are. You know what? I'll take a break right here. Let me get back from the break. I got another. Yeah, there's going to be more and more of these, and I told you we're going to cover them here on the program. I'm not going to be able to find them all, but this will kind of alert you on what's going to go on with the mainstream media and the narratives. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Tell me what you really like. Maybe I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight.
Go back, buddy. Take it step by step. All right. That's our old friend. I think I made fun of her last week on the program. I'm not sure. I know I've not read some of her columns. Again, this is CNBC, and their website is pretty much a Fisher-Price toy. It is. It's a Fisher-Price toy. Many Americans, this is Colin, many Americans say their financial situation is worse since the Great Recession. Oh, no. Here she goes. The Great Recession has officially been over for a decade. For many Americans, there's little reason to celebrate. Many people's finances haven't recovered from the recession's blows. There are still tens of millions who are struggling to get back to where they were before the economy took a turn for the worse. let me explain something. Your pre-construction condos and all of that wealth that you had on paper, because the real estate market said it was worth a certain amount at that point in time, wasn't real. It was an illusion. It was a fugazi. Do you understand? It wasn't real. What we tried to get across to people at that point in time, that the whole thing was a fugazi, but again, people chose not to listen. The article goes on. More than half of Americans who were adults amid the Great Recession said they endured some kind of negative financial impact. Wow, more than half? I did. During that point in time, we at Markowski Investments endured a negative financial impact. We're paid based upon our clients' assets and how well they do. Nobody was doing well during the Great Recession. Everything was going down, even though many things shouldn't have gone down. What did we do? We made ourselves stronger. We dollar cost average. We battened down the hatches.